time once again for Always Learning with our friends from Barry and Risa. As always, we have Superintendent Eric Hopstock joining us. Eric, how are you doing?
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I always love learning, of course. And this, I will say, this is one of my favorite things that I look forward to every week because, not only do I learn, but I think we have a chance to inform the community about what's going on, that when people, you know, they hear about Barry and Risa, they drive by your offices, they see a, you know, a vehicle that says Barry and Risa on the side, but they don't always know the great work and the great collaborations that you guys have in the community. So I think we're doing a good job. I will say you and your team and the people that we bring on. And I think we're doing a good job of letting people know about this stuff, right?
It's been diverse. If you go back over the number of weeks, it has been a diverse set of topics we've talked about.
Absolutely. And so what are we going to talk about and who are we going to talk with today?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that we should all be aware of is United Way. And, you know, people give, that we raise money, and we are one of those funded partners with United Way. And the dollars that you give are put back into the community through some of the programs that we have. So today we have Amanda Drew, who's the Senior Director of Impact Strategies, great title, with United Way, to talk about that. And so we've had a longstanding relationship with United Way, and Amanda's here to talk about that.
Yeah, Amanda, tell me a little bit more about some of the areas of focus, including education, and talk about that funded partner relationship and what that's all about.
Yeah, thank you for having me. So United Way of Southwest Michigan focuses on 4 impact areas and 8 issue areas that are within those impact areas. So our impact areas are education, health, financial stability, and basic needs. And the money that we raise in our community goes into 8 issue areas. So early education and literacy, post-secondary success, financial security, employment, healthy bodies, healthy minds, food security, and safe environments. So we work with community nonprofit organizations, and that includes Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. We provide funding for 3 years. So we're currently in a funding cycle that began July 1st of 2022 and goes through June 30th of 2025. Parents as Teachers is one of those programs at Barry and Risa. And like Eric mentioned, they are a longstanding partner. We currently fund 75 programs and projects at 49 different organizations. And so our impact partners or our funded partners are great community organizations doing wonderful work, and we're happy to support them.
That's really awesome. And Eric, tell me a little bit more about how United Way's support that impacts early childhood education. Some of the services that are that you guys are able to provide because of that relationship.
Yeah. And she mentioned Parents as Teachers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think we've had a past session on this where, you know, you as a parent are your child's most important first and longstanding teacher. You know, we teachers come and go every year, but the parent is there through the duration of that child's life. And we are a blue ribbon Parent Assist Teacher program, nationally recognized, but that is not possible without the funding from United Way. You know, there's always that seed money that gets a program up and running and then it disappears. That was true with Parents as Teachers, but United Way came along. We asked for some funding and they have really kept that program going. So it fills their mission, but it is absolutely critical to finishing and fulfilling our mission by getting that funding.
Absolutely. And relationships, of course, are reciprocal. And Barry and Risa, your staff, you work to give back to United Way as well. And you guys participate in a ton of different things. Is that right? So I'm seeing Rake a Difference, which every November, the staff, you invited to participate in an annual campaign to donate funds back to United Way. And Eric, for us, United Way, you guys provide the mechanism for you to do what your staff members hearts they want everyone to be successful in school and in life. And United Way allows you to make that happen, right?
Yeah. I mean, and one of the things that isn't mentioned in that list, but it has been so encouraging for me as a superintendent to see, is we have, you know, last Friday of the month, Jeans Day. But you
pay your Jeans Friday.
That Jeans Friday goes to United Way. We've had chili cook-offs. We've had cookie competitions. And so those are fun things that we could just normally do that we also find a way to contribute back to United Way. And so those have been some fun ways, not only to build our culture, but to then benefit our greater community.
Yeah. And you're, like you said, you're a funded partner and you know, you receive those funds and it like you said, it makes total sense to be doing things, activities and fun things, because not only are you supporting the organizations, helping support you and the great work you guys are doing, but also you get to have some fun while you're at it.
Absolutely.
So that's really great. Amanda, tell me a little bit more about how others can support the work the United Way of Southwest Michigan is doing in our community.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're always looking for volunteers for different events, different groups. So volunteering is a big part of what United Way does. We're also always looking for donors. So if you are feeling led to donate to United Way, you can do any of that. You can find that and our volunteer information on our website, which is uwsm.org. We have tons of information listed there with all of our impact partners listed as well. So it's a great resource for anyone in the community who's looking to get involved.
Absolutely. And Eric, anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I would, you know, I want to thank the community and thank United Way, because we have parents that have been on parent advisory groups. And this story has been repeated time after time that said without these services, they would not have made it, or they became a better parent because of these programs existing. And so you, the community, through United Way, have really helped that happen. And so it is a thank you to everyone that's listening to this particular episode, that your giving hearts really have benefited in ways that you could never imagine, but we get a chance to see it from time to time.
Absolutely. Eric, if we want to learn more about some of the great programs that you guys have with Barry and Risa, especially like Parents as Teachers or any of these other great things that are going on, where can we learn more about that stuff?
Yeah, barryandrisa.org. If you have a specific question, info@barryandrisa.org, and we'll do our best to get that answered.
Awesome. Well, again, Amanda, I want to say thank you for joining us and telling us about some of the great things that we know you guys are doing at United Way of Southwest Michigan. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And as always, Eric, thank you so much. And I'll talk to you again here next week.
Hey, talk to you next week.